January 12, scripture reading, Genesis 3, 14 to 19, cursed. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Genesis 3, 16 and 17. Eve was told of the sorrow and the pain that must henceforth be her portion. In the creation, God had made her the equal of Adam. Had they remained obedient to God in harmony with his great law of love, they would ever have been in harmony with each other. But sin had brought discord, and now their union could be maintained and harmony preserved only by submission on the part of the one to the other. Eve had been the first in transgression, and she had fallen into temptation by separating from her companion, contrary to the divine direction. It was by her solicitation that Adam sinned, and she was now placed in subjection to her husband. Eve had been perfectly happy by her husband's side in her Eden home, but like restless modern Eve, she was flattered with the hope of entering a higher sphere than that which God had assigned her. In attempting to rise above her original position, she fell far below it. A similar result will be reached by all who are unwilling to take up cheerfully their life duties in accordance with God's plan. In their efforts to reach positions for which he has not fitted them, many are leaving vacant the place where they might be a blessing. When God made man, he made him ruler over the earth and all living creatures. So long as Adam remained loyal to heaven, all nature was in subjection to him. But when he rebelled against the divine law, the inferior creatures were in rebellion against his rule. Thus the Lord, in his great mercy, would show men the sacredness of his law and lead them by their own experience to see the danger of setting it aside even in the slightest degree. And the life of toil and care which was henceforth to be man's lot was appointed in love. It was a discipline rendered needful by his sin, to place a check upon the indulgence of appetite and passion, to develop habits of self-control. It was a part of God's great plan for man's recovery from the ruin and degradation of sin.